BB Shea and I are in a meeting every once a week. We're in a meeting, and it was yesterday, you know, 8 to 10 people around the table.
The Brain Trust, I like to call it.
We've mentioned it many times before, yeah. The Brain Trust, we're up there.
Ideas just flow out of there.
And that's what we had yesterday. We were in that meeting, which we talk about a lot. BB Shea's always at the table. And usually there's great food.
Are you guys across from one another? What are the...
Yes. Diagonal.
Do you keep an eye on each other's food intake? And
he pays attention to me. Yes.
I'm always watching.
And I'm waiting for him to say something most of the time.
I'm not going
to
say.
Each judges the other. I know.
We're just quiet to judge each other. I wasn't impressed with the dessert yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of a left field thing. I wasn't a fan either.
Yesterday's dessert was tiny little pies the size of a quarter. You know, little pecan and cherry and lemon pies. Yeah.
You just like pop them in your mouth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't have one.
One of them was like a cheesecake and it was decent. I'm not a pecan or a lemon guy.
Today is National Cheesecake Day. And I know you'll double stack a cheesecake.
Absolutely. It's my favorite thing to do.
Is it your...
That's one slice, by the way, on top of another.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're not sure.
I've seen that in this same meeting. I've seen it before. Yeah. What are your thoughts on like flavored cheesecake?
I love all type of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Plain, flavored, anything.
If you can only eat one for the rest of your life, do you go standard New York or do you go flavored?
Like a peanut butter cheesecake. That's right.
It's really good. I like chocolate cheesecake. I'm a huge fan. I didn't know it existed till I was about 24. Got it over.
Dang.
Yeah. I'm from...
You're sheltered.
I'm
a small town boy.
We didn't make or get cheese. I got it when we go to Western Sizzlin'. That was a walk-through steakhouse, and they'd have it on the dessert table. And I love just New York-style cheesecake. When I got the chocolate, I was like, oh, my God. Now, I'm sure you can get a bunch of... There's probably deals today at, like, Cheesecake Factory.
For sure.
What does Christian always say? They're lined up now at the Cheesecake
Factory. Yeah, there's always... They're on a 45-minute wait now.
And today is Cheesecake Day. But anyway, yesterday, we're in this meeting, and there's a guy in there who's not always there, but his name is Larry, and he's one of our videographers that does a lot of digital work here with our team. And yesterday, at the end... I wanted to see if BB Shea... I know you think this is interesting. He's the guy that always wears the horror movie t-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
What was his movie of choice this week?
I think it was a Hellraiser yesterday.
Yeah. Little Pinhead?
Yeah.
He had Pinhead on yesterday. He, without fail, and it doesn't matter what time of year, he has a horror movie t-shirt on, period. So yesterday, at the end of the meeting, they always wrap it up the same way. Anybody got anything else?
It's always going to be a good meeting when Kelly goes, you know what? I have something.
That is.
Everybody goes, oh God.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to work more.
Right.
Do you reach for seconds of the meal? Yeah.
You know it's
just hold that thought. I'll be right back.
It's going to be lengthened then. So Larry says, I have something, which is rare. I mean, Larry's quiet.
Did you already put your phone in your pocket? You're standing up and ready to go?
I was ready to go. And Larry said, I want you all to know I'm available to everyone. I want to start doing way more work with video recording these radio shows and putting new effects and graphics and this kind of thing. He's like, I'm doubling down. I'm in here. On this product. He's like, I want to reach, into the digital world. You know, he was just on and on about it. I don't even really know what he did.
Do you think in his mind he thinks we're missing out on giant chunks of audience?
Yeah, opportunity. Yeah. A lot. I think that's what he's thinking. And everybody at the table, save BB Shea and myself, were like, yes! And we were just like, yeah, okay.
That's the type of energy we need.
Yes.
As they side-eye the two of you.
Yeah. The main sales guy goes, can you do a sizzle reel? And he goes... Oh, I can. Oh, yeah. I can do a sizzle reel.
You wouldn't believe my sizzle reel.
Sizzle reels.
Did either one of you at any point say maybe what I'm and perhaps P1 audiences are thinking? I'm going to stop you right there, Larry. What is a sizzle reel?
I was too embarrassed to say.
I could probably bluff my way around it for a couple of minutes, but I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to bluff my... I'm bluffing my way through it. They talked about it for about 10 minutes. Now, how do you envision the sizzle
reel? How's your last sizzle reel? Well,
let's take a look.
I think it speaks for itself. Could it have used more sizzle? Of course. But the real under the reel, I was very satisfied with.
We all agree.
I would give it a, you know, as far as sizzle, a B, B minus.
I concur. I concur. I mean, he literally said
sizzle reel.
He literally said, "Can you do a sizzle reel?"
Oh, I can do a sizzle. Oh, yes. Oh,
that's my bread and butter. That's where I make my money. That's my bones. Is a sizzle reel, and then it shifted.
Just tell me where and when, man.
Then it shifted to Littlest Patriot, who's on a different radio show done from the building. And he said, for instance, yesterday we unveiled our Tumblr and it was fine. It was ho-hum. It's just a guy saying, here's our new Tumblr. but he said to Larry, could you jazz that up? And Larry said, I'm itching to do anything to put some new spin on a Tumblr.
Well, what took you so long?
I had already seen the video of the guy unveiling Tumblr.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, I'd seen the Tumblr.
How would you rate the sizzle?
C minus.
Average, less than average?
I mean, it's average. A guy who comes walking into a room and says, here's our new Tumblr. And it's got the logo and everything on it. He's like, this is a Tumblr we'll be selling.
Here, buy it.
$25.99 on our website. I thought, that's overpriced. So then I get home and I open up. I'm on a thing called Facebook now. I don't know. I'll do it. So I open it up. Well, there is the same host of the show unveiling the Tumblr. And this time it's got like lightning bolts and like reverb. And it's
Tumblr.
And I was like, Larry, that's Larry's word.
That is sizzle.
Larry's word. He has sold the sizzle. And I thought, we got to get this guy in here. Well, the last thing they said was, Larry's going to come in and start filming you guys, like, all around. He's going to be up in your face, you know, for several minutes.
Yeah, see, that one, I saw you shut down when they said that.
Boy, not only do I not like it, I know one guy who is not going to like this. Plus, you got to catch it on a day that Biggie's here. And yeah. You never.
That is a crapshoot, unfortunately.
And I think Larry's driving in. You know, we got, yeah. And Biggie's already laid the groundwork of.
He's not well.
He's not
in good shape.
I know.
Right now.
I hate it. But he is not feeling well. I'm afraid he might not be in here tomorrow either. So that's where we start today. Also, I wanted to thank, we have a P1 listener, A. Payne. And that's all I know is, like, you know, congratulations from A. Payne. He sent me today Diet Coke socks.
Look at that.
That's cool.
It looks just like a can.
I know. Now, yesterday I got the Diet Coke shirt, which had the same logo on it, but I didn't have a name to attach to it. This time there is a note just saying, you know, have a fridge cig, enjoy.
Everybody likes you better on Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I almost, today was the day I was thinking about not having one. And I got as I literally was leaving the house, I got the message that Biggie wasn't going to be here. I turned right around. I went right back. I popped myself a fridge cig and I got the minivan. I said, I've got to have one today. So I've already had one and people do like me better on them.
Are those Diet Coke socks athletic or dress?
They're athletic. These are athletic socks. Yeah.
Can you put them on take them to the pickleball court?
Absolutely. I could easily take these to the pickleball court. Sure.
Well, that's
sure
very kind of A. Payne.
Yeah. Really nice of him to do that, him or her. I hate today, too. Biggie is missing, as I'm just looking over the grid here. We are into the put up or shut up game. It's the final day of our series, the greatest opening lines in the history of rock and roll. And B.B. Shea, you'll get to hear that, not Biggie, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, I mean, good for you, but this is the ultimate. I'll tell you this, though. It's not great. It's not. I'm disappointed with it. I feel like we've had in the series run better lines, and I think there are probably better lines out there even than have been on this list. You know.
Okay. So yeah. Some I thought were a little surprising.
Yeah.
Looking back over the past few weeks,
like yesterday's was Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen, which was number two. And hearing those lyrics, I thought, well, that's better than number one. You know, it's. I think that's really, really good. And I just finished the Bob Dylan movie. Have you seen?
I haven't, but I know you were talking about it yesterday.
I finished it. I'm like Biggie. I only watch movies in chunks.
Because you don't have time.
I don't have the time. We're shooting sizzle reels. I don't have the time to do that. But I watched the second part yesterday, and I think it was a good movie. I learned more about Bob Dylan, and I started to appreciate him more. But mostly, I think it was a great performance by Timothée Chalamet. Mm. Other than it's good. It's good. I can't say it's great. You know, are you a fan of Bob Dylan?
Not really. I'm slowly getting into him as of recent.
Right, that helped me get into him more. You know, I was like singing his songs around the kitchen later.
Were you?
Yeah, and because of course his music is all through.
What's your favorite?
I think Like a Rolling Stone is probably my favorite. Or The Times They Are Changing.
Normie answers. Yeah.
Okay.
You watch this whole Bob Dylan movie and you come away with those two songs, the two songs that everybody knows.
That's right. That's right.
Man, you fell right into one of them jungle traps. You know, it looks like grass or whatever, dirt, and you just, now you're 10 feet under the earth.
What's your favorite? Like a Rolling Stone. What did you think? I don't know his story, but of course the end of it is when he goes electric. He goes electric on the stage of a folk festival and they all boo him.
Yes.
And there's like a fight over. I wonder if that really happened. Like, folk purists tried to get to the control board and shut off the sound.
Well, they hated it.
The control guys were like, no, that's you.
Let him play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The fans absolutely hated it. And the guys putting on the concert were like, that's right. And they were desperately trying to turn him off and they couldn't. Did you like I thought it was good. I mean, I liked when he played it. I was, at least this version of it. You know, I thought it was all right.
I haven't seen the film.
Right.
Still haven't seen the film. But I think his music, it had to evolve because he was kind of stuck.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of, Dylan didn't want to be pigeonholed as a folkie.
That's the movie.
And, you know, the Beatles, things were changing. Yeah. The music scene was changing.
And that is exactly the movie right there. And one, is it Pete Seeger, who he was an influence and he's in it a lot. And he says, we got to turn this off. And the other, like, young people who are on Dylan's side are like, open your ears, man. Listen to this, you know. And that's how it was. And I didn't realize, too, I don't know if this is really true, Johnny Cash had a big relationship with Dylan. Like,
they were, I think they respected one another a great deal. Obviously, I think different generations.
Yeah, but they corresponded, at least in the movie, through letters. And Johnny Cash would say, get out there and do your own thing, man. Pave your own way. What's your favorite Dylan song?
Girl from the North Country.
I don't know it.
It's a good pick there, BB Shay.
I don't know it. I like a Rolling Stone.
The Vanilla Ice Cream of Bob Dylan song.
I don't know who the girl from the North Country is. But I'm sure it's a fine choice. For me,
it's Stuck Inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Okay. All three are great choices. I mean, you can't go wrong. But I was around the kitchen going, you know, how does it feel? And my wife's like, you cannot sing. Stop it. She literally said, I appreciate that you watch the movies. I don't like Bob Dylan. Stop singing. You know, I was doing that. All right. Okay. Let's make that our sizzle poll question today.
Sizzling Dylan.
Best Bob Dylan.